go to sleep. I never can sleep. I count all the charms of Catskill. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems in all of my dreams I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? Linda doesn't know I exist. Try help feeling gloomy. Thinking all along that I've missed.
I can't get inside. And I can't get inside.
I can't. Gloomy, something I've missed. I pass on the street. My heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. It's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing. Everything's a gain and nothing to lose, cause it's a good day for morning tonight. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you're going if you want to make a show, and then you know you've got to run away. And it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for shining your shoes. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, but it's a good day for morning to night. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird, older, it is the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory, zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on a pony. He stuck a feather in his hat and called it back a rusty. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle dandy. Mind the music and skip, skip, and with the grumpy handle. Lavender's blue, diddle diddle, lavender's green. When I am king, diddle diddle, you shall be queen. Call up your men, diddle diddle, set them to work. Some to the plow, diddle diddle, some to the cart. Some to make hay, diddle diddle, some to cut corn. While you and I, diddle diddle, keep ourselves warm. All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought was all fun. Pop goes the weasel. A penny for a spool of thread. Penny for a needle. That's the way my money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Green and yellow roses growing in the ground. Beautiful for every person. Always looking up. Then they show their beautiful flowers when summer comes. Summer's always a hot month, and flowers grow so much.
Look at that long, look how much fun that is now. See how long that line is?
This is a story of the hare and the turtle. The hare thought he could win the race, but the turtle won instead, and the hare was very angry. Thank you. One day there was a great commotion because they wouldn't have a race, the hare and the turtle, and everybody was laughing because the turtle thought that because the turtle was not going to win, but the hare was, because the hare had longer legs.
And so they were. So the hare was going to sleep, and the turtle was going to win the race instead of the hare. Thank you. Then they were at the starting line. The hare began. He ran and ran, but the turtle was just walking. She said, "Oh dear, I think the turtle will take an hour." So he went and slept under a tree. So when he woke up, the turtle was already down at the place, and everybody was cheering and gave him all kinds of presents. And the hare, he just cried his eyes out. This is the end of the story. This is the story of the young wren, when everything in the world was magic. One day, a little bird was flying around this tree. He saw a little, and he said, "What are you doing?" The young wren said, "I'm doing magic. Let me have that apple." So the minute he took the apple, he changed into an old tree. Well, then a little bird who was in the tree was very angry. He wanted to change into something, too. The minute he took the apple, he changed into a muddy little pond. A little man was walking by, and he saw the apple. He took one bite, and the minute he took one bite, he turned into a witch and walked away angry. Well, everyone was angry. Everybody took an apple. Anyone ate it, and the minute they took it, they had changed back in the muddy pond, turned back into a young wren. The old tree turned back into the bird, and the old man and the witch turned back into a man. They walked away happily. And forever now, you may see them somewhere in the woods when you go walking by. That is the end of my story. This is the story of the legend of Phaeton. And all the little boys that he had didn't believe that his father was the sun god. So he said he was going to prove it. He didn't know himself. So he asked his mother, and his mother said yes. So his father promised him he was allowed to drive his sun chariot. Well, one day, he asked his father if he could do it, but his father said, "No, you can't do that. Many people have tried, and they failed." "Oh, please, father," said the boy, "I want to do it. You promised me." Well, then, and he pleaded so hard that the father gave consent. The next day, his mother said, "Well, that's all right. You can go." So he took the chariot and went off. So he got up on the saddle, rode away. Then he went straight up into the sky. And his father had told him there was lions and snakes and all and bears, so he was heading right for it. He was just annoyed, terrified, and getting nearer and nearer to it. And the sun,
everybody. This is Gloria Abdu speaking to you from the Nixon Theater. Tonight was the opening night showing of Giancarlo Menotti's The Medium. Now, this is a movie version that was adapted from the opera The Medium. It proved to be very successful as a Broadway production that was produced last season, starring the fine actress-singer Marie Powers. The movie version introduces Anna Marie Albergati. Well, being a movie, I'm afraid it's impossible to bring you the leading actors of this fine opera, movie, drama. However, keeping in the tradition of our opening night backstage broadcast, we are going to have the pleasure of chatting with a few noted Pittsburgh personalities who attended the opening night showing of The Medium at the Nixon Theater here this evening. And first to step to our microphone is none other than Mr. Gabe Rubin, the managing director of the Nixon Theater. Come on over here, Mr. Rubin, and say hello.
Hello, Gloria. It's nice to be with you.
Well, it certainly is nice to see you at the microphone, Mr. Rubin. You're the one man I can never get over here to our backstage broadcast.
Well, I've been trying to run away from you for a long time, but you caught up tonight.
I certainly did, and it's about time, too, because I wanted to thank you. We owe our note of thanks to you as the man who provides the theater where we can enjoy all of the very fine Broadway shows that come here to the Nixon. And it's also good to be backstage here. It looks kind of empty, though, doesn't it, Mr. Rubin? Just momentarily, huh?
Just a moment, yeah. But it won't be for long.
This theater's going to be jumping. It certainly is. Now, this is the second time I've seen The Medium. I had the pleasure of seeing it earlier this week at a private showing. Only at that time, I didn't see the lovely short subjects that we saw here tonight.
Well, I'm glad that you liked them. There's always a little difficulty about selecting short subjects for the program to make up a full program. We try to be very, very careful about what we use, and I'm very happy that you liked this short.
We certainly did. Everybody did for an opening night tonight broadcast. They were quite taken with Gerald McBoing-Boing as the opener. Now, as to the movie, The Medium, Mr. Rubin, I had a definite reaction to it, and I was just wondering whether you felt the same way. Now, I suppose it's almost going to be a little difficult to put into words, and when I first heard about The Medium, as far as it being an opera and being put into a movie version, well, I said to myself, now, I'm not just quite sure, you see, what's going to happen. I think, and I'm not a critic, now, I'm not speaking as a critic, I'm speaking now of Gloria Abdu's reaction to The Medium, but it's powerful. It's powerful, and it struck me as being a thing of beauty, and it moved me very deeply with the fine acting and the very great music of Giancarlo Menotti. Now, am I wrong in my thinking on that?
Well, I certainly don't think so. I'm very, very delighted at the reaction you've had about it, because I have watched the picture now, this is the fourth or fifth time. I seem to like it better at each showing. And I feel it's a very powerful movie, a very interesting movie that should be seen. The movie itself offers for us as an opening showing here in Pittsburgh. It's our first show of the year. The fact that it's a movie shouldn't detract at all in respect that this was once a great play on Broadway. And I felt it would make a very suitable selection as an opening program for next year.
How long will it run here at the Nixon, Mr. Rubin?
It'll play here until next Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And how many showings a day may I have?
Two shows a day.
Two showings a day?
One at 2:40 in the afternoon, one at 8:40 at night.
And reserved seats are not necessary?
Well, there are reserved seats.
There are?
But you can come to the box office right at showtime and purchase them.
Well, thank you very, very much. And thank you, Mr. Gabe Rubin, for joining us on our first opening night backstage interview broadcast from your Nixon.
Thank you very much, Gloria.
And next we have the very charming and lovely Mrs. Albert Fraser Keister, who is the founder of the PCW Opera Workshop. And welcome to our backstage interview broadcast, Mrs. Keister.
Thank you, Miss Abdu. It is a privilege to be here.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Keister, for calling me Miss Abdu, but it's sort of an unwritten law that everybody around Pittsburgh just calls me Gloria. Would you please call me Gloria?
I'd be glad to.
Okay. Is this the first time you've ever been back here?
Yes. Yes. And I was pleased sitting in this theater tonight, the intimacy of it, and I really enjoyed sitting here watching the movie of The Medium.
I understand, and there is, it goes around town, that you're known as Mrs. Music. Am I correct on that? That's a wonderful title. Well, I've heard that from more than just one source, you see. Now, I can readily understand that, because you're so actively involved in so many of Pittsburgh's civic music projects. And for one, I understand that you're president of the Women's Association of the Pittsburgh Symphony Society, and that right now you're up to your neck in work of all kind, aren't you?
Yes, it's very interesting right now.
And particularly so with this Medium and this opera workshop, PCW Opera Workshop, they did this production up there, didn't they, Mrs. Keister?
They gave the premiere performance of the Medium in Pittsburgh. We are devoted to Giancarlo Menotti, and we have also presented his Old Maid and the Thief and the Telephone. And I wish to comment, too, on the Bach area movie that was given tonight. You know, they were here in Pittsburgh about a year and a half ago, and that was a pleasure, too, as well as to see the meeting here tonight. The scenic effects and the contrast, the drama, the superb cast, makes it a real treat for Pittsburghers, and I hope they will take advantage of seeing it in the movie form. We had a great success in presenting it on the stage of Carnegie Music Hall as a benefit, and Carnegie Music Hall was filled, and I hope this theater will be filled with this production here.
Well, that was so beautifully put, Mrs. Albert Keister, and I want to thank you so much for your opinion on the medium that was shown here at the Nixon Theater this evening. Thank you very, very much. And next we have the very distinguished and handsome gentleman, Mr. Richard S. Rao, the great civic leader in Pittsburgh. How do you do?
You do, Gloria.
Yes.
That's a knockout. I don't know what to say after that.
Well, you don't have to say anything, Mr. Rao. I could just keep on going and going and going. However, I know that you don't like me to keep saying such things, so I won't. You're well known to our Pittsburgh audiences. We don't have to remind them, I'm sure.
Thank you very, very much. In turn, I want to say that as long as I remember, you have been one of the sparkling and sterling characters, both on radio and in the field of the theater. So you qualify, too.
Oh, boy, with us two stars here tonight, Mr. Rao, we don't even need the medium, do we?
With.
No, but seriously, Mr. Rao, I'd like your reaction to the movie, The Medium, that was shown here this evening.
Well, I'm still in something of a daze. Its beauty, its profound beauty, moved me beyond words. The direction of this production, the acting and the music are really a rarity. I'm just tremendously impressed.
Well, just as I said about Mrs. Keister, so you, Mr. Rao, are so well qualified to talk about an opera movie such as this because you're so actively involved right now with our Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
It may interest you to know, Gloria, that I met Menotti when the composer, when he was here, giving his world premiere of his composition, Apocalypse, which the Pittsburgh Symphony played.
May I ask a rather personal question about Mr. Menotti? I understand he's very temperamental. Is that correct?
Oh, quite.
Oh, quite,
but very good looking.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
That disqualifies you immediately. For being interested in him, I mean.
Of course. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Richard S. Rao, for joining us on our backstage interview broadcast this evening. And next we have, well, let's say a newcomer to our backstage interview broadcast, and also a newcomer to Pittsburgh. But he's very well known to the Pittsburgh Symphony people, Mr. William Kelvey Martin, the manager of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. How do you do?
Hello, Gloria. Very nice to be here with you.
Well, it's very nice seeing you, and may I welcome you to Pittsburgh?
Well, sure, go right on.
You have so many other welcomes, so I feel
that's all right. It's been going on a long time, and I'm used to it.
You came to us all the way from the coast, huh?
That's correct. I came from Los Angeles.
You've been associated with music for many years.
Yes, and with opera as well as symphony.
Mm. And now you're busy getting ready for your big symphony season.
That's right.
But you took out a little bit of time to attend the opening this evening of the medium. And now the question is up to you. What do you think of it?
I'm very glad I did. I think that all of us will have an opportunity to see the medium on the stage because it seems to me it's a production which is going to be around for a long time. It's a very interesting thing to see a grand opera production put on the screen. Of course, you don't get the pageantry the same as if you're in the theater or in a grand opera audience, but you do certainly have an opportunity to study the music and to get the impression of personal triumphs of acting, and this particular production is replete with that, I would say. The acting of the three major leads is outstanding and vocally very, very fine.
I don't believe I... yes, I did, too. I'm sorry, Mr. Martin. I mentioned that this is really introducing Anna Marie Albert-Gatey,
who
Giancarlo Menotti more or less discovered.
Yes, yes, he's credited with having found her, and this is an extremely exquisite coloratura. And I hope that we do have an opportunity to hear her in person here in Pittsburgh before long.
Wouldn't it be grand, this 14-year-old marvel? Wouldn't it be fine if she ever came to our city?
Surely would.
Well, I want to thank you very, very much, Mr. William Martin, for being on our backstage interview broadcast this evening.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. And now we have Mr. Ralph Lysette, who is a subscription campaign director of the Theater Guild, American Theater Society, and the Council of the Living Theater. Mr. Lysette is visiting our city now for a couple of weeks. Is that correct, Mr. Lysette?
Yes, another week at least.
And you're really, launching your season subscription drive, and you had a big kickoff luncheon. I believe that was on Monday, wasn't it?
Yes, on Monday. We had about 300 out for luncheon to start the campaign off. I think it got off to a very good start.
Had a very distinguished guest speaker for that day.
Yes, Howard Lindsay came down. He's the national co-chairman with Catherine Cornell of the Council of Living Theater. So we felt especially fortunate to have him as a guest at our luncheon to help us get started this year.
Well, are you pleased, Mr. Lysette, at the response you had from our Pittsburgh theater goers?
Oh, extremely so. Last year, of course, was our first campaign here, and it was such a triumphant success that it didn't seem as though we could possibly equal it. But the way things are going, I think we're going to have another fine success this year.
It looks like a grand slate of plays coming through the Nixon. Now, may I ask, Mr. Lysette, what your reaction was to the medium that you saw here this evening?
Well, it was very interesting to me, Gloria, because so often when a music drama on a stage is transposed to the screen, a great deal of the power and effectiveness is lost. But in this particular case, I thought both the performances of Marie Powers and Leo Coleman were even more intensified in the film than they were on the stage, which was very revealing to me and a very satisfactory reaction to me personally.
Well, that's very good to know. Unfortunately, I didn't see the stage production on Broadway.
I saw it 12 times.
12 times?
Yes.
Then let's say that you're the right person to judge. Shall we put it that way? Huh?
Well, maybe so. I only know what I like, you know?
Well, we want to thank you very, very much, Mr. Lysette, for your opinion on the medium and also for the grand slate of plays that you've lined up for us for this coming season at the Nixon Theater.
Thank you, Gloria. It's very nice to be here tonight.
Good night. Well, it looks like the Nixon season has been officially launched this evening with the exciting opening of The Medium by Giancarlo Menotti. This is a movie version of the opera that proved to be a successful Broadway production last season and will now tour the country in the movie version. It's a formal interview broadcast from backstage at the Nixon with some of the noted Pittsburgh personalities who are vitally interested in our city's cultural development, and they have been expressing their frank opinions. And they hope, and I hope, that you enjoy the medium also when you come here to the Nixon during the next 2 weeks, the next 10 days, to see this movie. Now, the Nixon's next offering will be the famous Broadway hit, Oklahoma, that opens here September the 29th. Now, on that opening night, I'll be with you again with another of our backstage interview broadcasts. Until then, this is Gloria Abdu bidding you good night, and happy theater going.
Commerce didn't hire me to say this, but I can't help putting in a plug for the smokeless city of Pittsburgh. Nothing's really happening around here. Lots of facelifting in this great industrial town, but I won't go into that now. However, we're also proud of the cultural side. For instance, the Pittsburgh Playhouse. New York and Chicago have been seeing a review that's almost the same one that was created here several years ago by Charlie Gaynor, and which opened at our local community theater. I'm talking about Lendonier. Well, there's a new musical at the Pittsburgh Playhouse now, and it's also a local product. Ken Welch wrote the songs, Dave Kranz the sketches, and Fred Burley directs. We think it's Broadway material, too. How about that, Barbara Kinder?
Yes, indeed, Larry. I think the Pittsburgh Grand is a real hit show. In fact, I'm going to have the privilege and pleasure of introducing one of its prime songs, Sunday
history, the first time on any network, folks, Babs Kinder singing My Very First Kiss from the Made in Pittsburgh musical, 50 Grand.
Foolishly.